Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. I'm Steve Hoare. Today is Tuesday, the 5th of March, and we're bringing you the latest Liverpool news and hopefully some good news on the injury front as well. We might as well start off with that one. According to an exclusive report from Dave Ocekop, friends of the show, and to be fair to Dave, Dave's reporting around Mohamed Salah's report is interesting. Mo Salah from Saudi Arabia in the summer was pretty spot on. Dave got pretty much everything right. So I'm guessing when it comes to Mo Salah stories, Dave knows somebody who's got some indication of what's happening. According to his reporting, Mo Salah is set to train with Liverpool on Tuesday. Yes, the King is set to return to training on Tuesday with a view to potentially being fit to face Sparta Prague on Thursday and, of course, Manchester City on Sunday. Time recording, I haven't been able to see if Liverpool haven't trained yet, so we don't quite know. There is an open training session that we'll all be able to see on Wednesday afternoon before the Reds jump on an aeroplane over to the Czech Republic. Hopefully Salah's part of that. If he is, the question becomes how much, if any, does he play on Thursday? The Liverpool getting primed and ready to go for Sunday. But yeah, according to Dave's report, and Salah is set to return to training today. Obviously, Salah missed a lot of time. He was away at AFCON. He got a hamstring injury. He came back. He was out for a couple of weeks. He was on the bench against Brentford. Came on, scored, assisted. Then Liverpool called it fatigue. There was obviously some type of reoccurrence of an issue there. He then missed a couple of games, including, of course, the League Cup final, the win over Nottingham Forest, the win over Luton as well. So fingers crossed, Salah's 100%. And according to Dave Ocekop, we might see him back in training as early as today, which would be absolutely fantastic news if that is the case. It would also be fantastic news for Egypt. Moving swiftly on to our next story. Yes, Egypt have called up Mo Salah for their friendly game against New Zealand in March. Yes, Egypt are playing New Zealand in March in a friendly in the UAE. Modern football for you. In a nutshell, in some type of friendly tournament. Liverpool asked Egypt not to call up Mo Salah. They requested for him to be left out to give him a little bit of extra time to maybe get over whatever he's going through. But Egypt have refused that and have basically, paraphrasing a little bit, the head of the FA has come out and said, if Salah plays for Liverpool between today and the game against New Zealand, he will be asked to come and join up with his teammates. If he doesn't, then there's a different conversation to be had. So if Salah does play on Thursday, or he does play against City, or, you know, if he comes back to play against Man United, we can all expect him to fly off to the UAE with his national team to play against New Zealand in that friendly game. Just another, like I say, an example, club versus country and all that kind of stuff. Honestly, I don't think Liverpool have got a leg to stand on. Ironically, hopefully Mo Salah has two functioning legs to stand on. And if he does, then he will be, I'm guessing Egypt have got every right to call him off. They've got a new manager as well, who'll be desperately keen to have Mo Salah in and around the group as he starts to lay down the law ahead of another campaign for Egypt where obviously they've got tournaments to qualify for. They've got an AFCON coming up in a few years' time that they'll want to win, and Salah will need to be a big part of that if they do under the new regime. So something to keep an eye on. A little bit of club versus country rivalry brewing, like is often the case around these players. But yeah, fingers crossed Salah does play on Thursday. Fingers crossed he plays against Manchester City. Fingers crossed he stays fit. And if Egypt want to hopefully look after him and only give him 20 minutes or half an hour in that friendly, it would be great. But yeah, despite Liverpool's requests, Egypt have, well, ignored them basically and said, if he plays, he's coming with us. Right then, moving on to an interesting story that I found today from The Mail. According to a report, from Matt Barlow of The Mail, Tottenham Hotspur made an approach to sign Joe Gomez from Liverpool in January, which is, yeah, quite the surprise. His reporting suggests that Tottenham inquired about the former England international during the January transfer window, and Postecoglou was desperately looking to improve his squad. Obviously, at the time, Mickey van der Ven was injured. They did go and buy Dragusin from Genoa, and they spent about £26-27 million on him. Reportedly before that, they asked about Joe Gomez. Now, of course, Gomez has been fantastic for Liverpool this season. He's played 37 games. Only Darwin Nunez and Cody Gakpo have made more appearances. Gomez has played at left back, right back, centre back. He played in centre midfield in the last couple of games. So thankfully, Liverpool turned that news down, turned that approach down. But yeah, it goes to show, like, you know, I think we've all been a little bit up and down on Joe Gomez recently, especially last season in particular. But there's still some really good teams after him. Tottenham would have took him in January. Thankfully, for all concerned, Liverpool said no, because they would have been snookered if not for Joe Gomez and his amazing versatility. There's a lot of calls for Joe Gomez to be included in the upcoming England squad, of course, when Gareth Southgate names his team, and maybe looking ahead to the Euros as well, if you need a player who can cover multiple roles in a squad. Obviously, when you've only got a limited number of players you can call up, that is helpful. So we'll keep an eye on that one. But yeah, for now, thankfully, Liverpool rejected that approach from Tottenham, because, yeah, they'd have been snooker without Joe. He's been everywhere.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Right then, moving away from the current Liverpool team and looking ahead a little bit to the future. I am very much aware, by the way, Liverpool have got massive, massive fish to fry this season. They've got a league title to hopefully go and win, a Europa League and an FA Cup as well. But also there is a little tiny part of us that are looking to the future, obviously in light of Jurgen Klopp's announcement that he'll be leaving the football club at the end of this season. Xabi Alonso is the name on everyone's lips when it comes to a potential replacement. However, Liverpool may have hit a little bit of a stumbling block on that, according to Florian Plettenberg of Sky Sports Germany. According to Florian's reporting, friend of the show Florian as well, Bayern Munich have opened talks with Alonso over him becoming their next manager. He went on to say that Bayern Munich have been given the information that if Alonso does change club, he will go to Bayern and not to Liverpool, because Alonso says that the Liverpool project, and obviously following in the footsteps of Jurgen Klopp, is difficult. The quote here is, "You could lose more than you win." I'm guessing Florian's getting all this information via Bayern Munich. I don't think the Alonso camp are saying too much, nor should they. He, Zabi, has got a Bundesliga title to win with Leverkusen 10 points clear with 10 games to go. He's still in the German Cup. They've got a Europa League Europa League last 16 game of their own against Karabag that they'll be heavy favourites to get through. So he's got a lot on his plate. Obviously, someone somewhere is speaking about this. I'm guessing, again, it comes from Bayern. I would disagree that following in the footsteps of Klopp this season is more difficult than taking over Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich feel like they're having a bit of a problem. A couple of aging players who maybe need phasing out, who are about to leave. Liverpool have got one or two of those, but not many. And Liverpool have got a very young squad. Liverpool are top of the league. They've already won a trophy and they're competing for more. I think I get the point of... you know, following in the footsteps of a legend is never easy. Some people have found that really difficult. But in terms of a team and a squad and a model, I can't see really why Liverpool would be any less appealing than Bayern. I think they should be more appealing than Bayern. Bayern, you know, look at Thomas Tuchel. He's had a bad couple of months and he's been sacked already. You know, Liverpool would give someone like an Alonso time. Would you get that at Bayern? If you don't win the league at Bayern, you are automatically just deemed a complete failure, disaster of a season. That isn't always the case. At Liverpool, there's always a bit more context added to things, you know, as well. Probably, you know, in terms of given time, managers are... for the most part, given time by FSG, whether, you know, Brendan Rodgers got a couple of years, his first year wasn't exactly brilliant. We saw, you know, and Roy got quickly binned off, but he wasn't really there signing in the first place. Jürgen, you know, it took him a couple of years to get Liverpool winning trophies. It took him a while for Liverpool to actually get over the line. If that was Bayern Munich, I don't think any of those things would have happened. I think they'd have all been binned off relatively quicker. But yeah, according to Bayern Munich, they're quite confident. I'm guessing Liverpool should feel quite confident. Like I say, Liverpool are keeping their powder dry. When Billy Hogan announced, well, was that Jürgen's announcement on the day after Jürgen said he was leaving, he did say, you know, Liverpool will do everything they need to do behind the scenes. They're not as public. Bayern Munich are different. Bayern Munich have almost got a PR arm to their business and everything gets out and they tell everyone about everything. It's good for Bayern to do that. Liverpool's a bit different, but yeah. If you believe everything that's coming out of Germany, then Zabi's going to Bayern. I wouldn't bank on it just yet, if truth be told. I'd be waiting and seeing to see exactly how it all pans out. There's a long time to go. And also, Liverpool got their own stuff to win, so we'll half worry about that further down the line. Right, guys, thanks very much for listening to this episode of the Bite Size Podcast. If you want more Liverpool content in your ears, redmenplus.com is the place to go. It's our subscription service. It's a bit like Netflix, but also, not only do you get them as videos, you get them as podcasts. So the podcast feeds that you're listening in, you can listen to our shows as well. We've got a special offer too. In honour of Darwin Nunes' 99th minute winner against Forest, if you join redmenplus.com today as a monthly captain subscriber, enter the code Nunes, N-U-N-E-Z, the promo code Nunes, and you'll only pay 99p for your first month. So yeah, less than a quid in this day and age for roughly about 100 odd hours of excellent Liverpool content. It's too cheap. It's a bargain. We're giving it away. But we want to share the love. We want you guys along for the journey as Liverpool continue to chase this magnificent, magnificent four trophy season. Fingers crossed they can do it. Fingers crossed Salah is back to help them do it very, very shortly. Thanks for listening to this episode of Bite Size. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. See you later.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.